Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Geo, just for
what happened?
Just out of curiosity, I Googled the lyrics to Gloria Gaynor's reworking of "I Will Survive."
Now, just to reset, Jerrica brought this up, and in case you missed it,
yeah,
how Gloria Gaynor repurposed her old hit with new lyrics to support Hurricane Harvey.
Right. I mean, obviously it's a money grab, but yeah, she's going to donate the proceeds to the victims of Harvey.
How are the lyrics?
Now, I have them here. Do you want to hear them, and then we'll do what we're going to do?
Just give me a little taste.
These are the lyrics, and oh my God, I am so glad I looked them up. And you know the song. First, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, but I grew humble.
And geez, I learned
how the hell do I know the lyrics of that song? All right. At first, we were afraid. We were. This is Gloria Gaynor's reworking of her hit song for Houston. At first, we were afraid. We were petrified. Kept thinking Texas couldn't live.
Oh my gosh, stop. Wait, stop. Since Jerrica brought this to our attention, she should have to sing the reworked lyrics of the song.
I agree 100%.
The horrible cash grab self-exploitation.
I hate you guys right now.
I happen to have right here. Here you go.
As any good producer would.
Doing it for Texas, Jerrica.
Yes, yeah.
Let her
hear where the end point is, because let's see where the end point is.
Oh, this is horrible. I don't even...
The lyrics are.
Okay, wait. Go back.
I thought you were a singer.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought karaoke was your thing.
You know, no, I don't like karaoke. That's why I was
so
uncomfortable.
All right, here we go. There you go.
First I was afraid. We were petrified. I want to sing the original. Keep it going. Floodwaters high.
No. You have to start one more time.
Come on. You have
to enunciate the lyrics because
this is horrible.
I want people to hear the lyrics. Here we go.
This is your fault.
Trying. Yeah. First we were afraid, we were petrified, thinking Texas couldn't live with floodwaters this high.
Are you serious?
We know.
Kept thinking Texas couldn't live in floodwaters this high.
This is why I can't.
Okay, go.
I can't. You guys are...
Boo.
No, because, you know...
You're horrible. All right, let me give it to you.
I can't take this seriously.
At first, listen to these lyrics. Listen to the money grab this whole
thing. This really is kind of messed up.
It is. At first, we were afraid. We were petrified. Kept thinking Texas couldn't live in flood waters this high. Okay, I'll do it. At first, we were afraid. We were petrified. Kept thinking Texas couldn't live in flood waters this high. We know you spent plenty of time preparing for this hurricane. Who could have known that it would come with so much devastating rain?
Shut up, dude.
Dude,
this is not true. Are you serious?
I am reading it off the internet as I live and die.
So Gloria Gaynor reworked the song for a charity endeavor.
Yeah.
Oh,
we know you spent plenty of time preparing for this hurricane, but who could have known it would come with so much devastating rain? Wasn't that all that the weather forecasters were saying?
Oh, my
God. That it was going to bring devastating rain?
But she does say, you will survive.
We know.
Boy. This is horrible.
Wait,
I think I might have her singing it. I'm not sure. Let me see if she's it's not playing.
Oh, it won't play that way. Okay. You have to play it on all your phone or something.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah, sorry, Gloria.
I mean, if you want to do something, donate some cash.
Yeah, how about some royalties from I Will Survive? Or how about writing a damn new song? How about that, Gloria?
Let me rework your... Oh, wait. Here, hold on again.
What do you got?
My name is in Texas. Ray Gaynor with a song that hopefully will cheer you up just a little bit.
I said.
At first we were afraid, we were petrified, kept thinking Texas couldn't live in floodwaters this high. We know you spent plenty of time preparing for this hurricane. Who could have known that it would come with so much devastating rain? But we will strive, and you'll survive. With all our love and help and praise, we will stand strongly by your side. We are your neighbors, tried and true, and we'll do all we can for you. And you'll survive. You will survive. You will survive.
Go on, girl, get you some. I like it. She's trying to put a smile on the faces of America.
Is that a song when you are looking at your house submerged underwater that you want to hear something with that jaunty a tune?
She's trying to lift the spirits, man. I got no problem with it.
Oh, I got a big problem with it.
Jeez.
Kelly, what did you want to say?
727-579-1025.
Go.
Jerrica needs a raise for being just in the room with the two of you.
What?
You both are so disgusting. I swear to God, I about wrecked my car. I was so mad.
What do we do?
What did we do? Have you listened to yourself for the last, half hour, 21 minutes? Everything she said, you have come down on. You have made fun of. And she was being serious. Give the girl a raise, for God's sake.
Right. Jerrica put her mom on the phone.
Yeah. Is this your
mamacita?
Is this your abuela? Is this your abuela?
No.
No, it is not her abuela.
You live in Jerrica's house?
But I'm telling you, you guys are making fun of people that are in devastation. Oh, my God.
We're not making fun.
Yeah, you are. Anybody that, what about all these people that did all this big, for farm aid and all these things where they had big concerts to raise money?
Yeah, but
for
you,
all of that.
You got to admit.
Did you make fun of that too?
You got to admit that her redoing the song almost in a parody type fashion is kind of in poor taste.
It raises money for people in need. What do you care?
Because it seems like it's very opportunistic, and she's looking for a cash grab for her own personal gain, which I find kind of disgusting.
But do you find it disgusting that if money is raised for people that need it out there?
If she raises money, I have no problem with it. But clearly, she's trying to, it's an attention grab.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the last time you heard Gloria Gaynor's name?
Kelly, in defense of Gio and the position that I held to, it does seem a little opportunistic.
A little.
You know what I mean?
Okay. But is everybody, we are the world.
But that was the original song.
Yeah, but that's children. That was a new song.
Everybody who did that, did every star who was involved in that, were they being opportunistic?
I mean, you know.
Or were they trying to Cindy raise Lopper money?
Was. Well, I guess you're okay. All right,
that's
Kelly.
That's right. You are.
So you think
are.
The song is great.
So you like.
You apologize. No, it's not that I thought the song was great. You apologize to Jerrica for the way that you treated her and give the girl a raise.
All right. Kelly, that's very sweet of
Gio?
You. I appreciate that.
you want to go first?
Pass.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kelly, we do love you, though, baby.
I like Kelly.
Yeah, we like you a lot.
Listen, I'll bet you do.
I'll fire Jerrica and hire Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, why don't you come in and screen the phones? All right, we love you. Bye, Kelly. I don't know.
Jerrica, who was that?
Who was that? Yeah.
Notice that phone call gets through.
Yeah.
I really have no idea who that was.
Oh, we really,
man,
yeah.
Sure you do.
Just females looking out for females.
Right. Chelsea wants a Mo Wife update. What is it?
Yeah, about your meltdown. It's off topic.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'll
do it off the air. Everything.
Okay.
Wait. Chelsea, are you there?
Hi, Mo. This is Chelsea. I wanted to ask what ended up happening with your wife after the whole text message thing.
Oh, everything's good.
Sex message.
No, text.
Whoa.
Text message.
No, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. I said this to Jerrica off air yesterday or the day before. I said, you know, that I'm pretty much the easiest going guy to get along with.
You?
So, yes. So at the point.
I wouldn't describe you like that at all.
I'm always smiling.
No.
So Chelsea, I said at the point that I lose it on air, she understood that I was done talking and we didn't have to have a conversation about it anymore. So everything's good.
Well, I'm happy it worked out for you.
Thank you. You don't sound like you are, Chelsea.
No, I am.
All right. Well, Chelsea, you keep checking in on me. I need somebody to, okay?
No problem, though.
All right. I appreciate
it. Great show, by the way. Thank you for entertaining us.
Ah, well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. Talk to you later, Chelsea.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Is Carl, man, the phones are blowing up. Carl, what did you want to say? Are me and Gio being dicks over here?
Yeah, the last 20 minutes. Does she ever listen to the show? That's all you guys ever do. Without Jericho, you guys got no show.
You're right.
Your own material.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's all I listen to every show. As soon as she says something, you guys jump on her.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we'll change it for you, man. We hate to have no show without Jericho.
Yes.
It ain't about for me. It's about for everybody else who's listening.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to do it just for you, man.
I kind of remember being about 15, 16 years in radio without Jericho, but you're right, without show.
No, he's got a... He's got a strong point.
How many times have you guys gone on about Jericho's so-called non-boyfriend? I mean, that was like 2 weeks worth of shows continuously.
No, you're right, man. Continuous.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You know what? I'm going to cancel the Jericho boyfriend segment that we had scheduled for 9:30.
Yeah, it's a thing called the running.
Don't get too smart for your britches, Gio.
No, I'm going to cancel it right now. I'm going cross off the list. I had 9:35.
I see it. Should I pencil it off mine?
It says make fun of Jericho's fake boyfriend.
Yeah.
Anything else? You got any other suggestions?
Carl, let me ask you a serious question. Do you think, and I mean, I want you to answer this here. Do you think if Jerrica was not having fun along with us, she would allow what's going on?
No, and I get the whole thing. I know how the whole game works. I get it. But it's repetition. I haven't listened to you guys, not by choice. I've just been busy. I haven't listened to you guys for probably the last 4 or 5 days.
Right.
You know, whatever goes back to. But before I got busy, I kept thinking, I was like, it's constantly out, Jericho.
Well, but now, Carl,
you also know that if Jericho was really not good at her job, she wouldn't have said job, right?
Of course, Gio. Of course, I'm not stupid.
Okay, and one other question, Carl.
Go back and listen to it. Just go back and listen.
But Carl, let me ask you one other question. Do you listen to other shows on the bone?
Yes, I do.
Is there anybody that gets their balls busted more than me on this station?
No.
Thank you, Carl.
But it's not continuous all show long.
All right. I mean, listen.
Carl knows. I'm gonna change it for Carl.
Constructive criticism.
And nothing. And we're not hating
yourselves. Go back and review it. Listen to it.
Yeah. I canceled the 9:30 for Carl.
He canceled it. We're not hating on you, Carl. And we'll take it all day long. We appreciate the.
I called in, and when I first started calling in, I was making fun of you for laughing at yourself.
Yes.
I still listen. I love the show. I listen to it whenever I can.
We appreciate it. I just mentioned you earlier today.
When I heard that lady call in.
That was her grandmother, by the way. All right. Yeah, Carl, I heard you on Drew Garabo, and I mentioned you. And, yeah, I said some nice things about you. No, keep listening, and you know what? Call us out. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to be a dick. I listen all the time, and I just think that it's heavy on.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough, Carl.
Well, we're going to focus on the other four people in the room.
Gio, why are you being a dick to Carl?
There's only three people in the room.
I don't care what Gio says. Positive a little bit.
All right.
Better response to get with that. That might be kind of a nice change of pace.
All right.
There's only three people in the room.
Yeah. All right, Carl, we got to let you go. Thanks for listening, though. Continuing, and don't go five days without listening
to
us.
And Jerrica can take care of herself.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, Carl acts as if Jerrica is just this, like, scared little puppy in the corner that can't take care of herself and needs people to call in and defend her, when that's really not the case at all. She stands up for herself all the time, and we're all in here having fun just goofing at each other, because that's what we do on a goddamn radio show.
That's true.
Aaron, you would like to stick up for Gio and myself?
Yeah, absolutely, because these people are ignorant. They don't understand how personality dynamics work whenever it comes to a radio business. It's the exact same reason that Drew Garabo was a total dick on the Drew Garabo live show, and that's not the personality portrayal that he has now. There are different dynamics for shows that work. This one works. It's the one show on the bone where Mo is not the center of attention at a bukkake party.
That was a long way to go for a nice little joke.
I like it.
We'll allow it, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
See, yeah. I'm not getting mad. All right, here's the opposite.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what happened. I thought we were clowning Gloria Gaynor.
So did I. I thought we were having a good time. Like, apparently we suck.
Bob, you think Gio and I gang up on Jerrica?
You're talking to me?
Yes, Bob.
Nah, you know what? Basically, Mo and Gio, you guys, I mean, I remember back in the day when you first got on the radio and, like, you were scared S-less, man. I mean,
who?
You didn't know.
Who was?
You.
But you don't remember when I first got on the radio. I was on the radio in 1989. Get out of here. Bye. I remember when you first got on the radio.
No, I remember that too.
Yeah, I was scared.
Now, Bob makes a strong point.
Does he really?
Yeah, no, you were known as that.
The Bone was not my... I did mornings for 12 years.
Nobody believes that.
God, it's on my resume.
Nobody believes that.
I didn't mean to hang up on you, Bob, but you were talking kooky talk, as they say. David, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think, Mo, you and Gio deserve a raise for having to deal with a singer who won't sing songs. I just feel like that is not acceptable. And
no, I agree.
I'll start a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Because, I mean, Jerrica, I love you. You're great. You're fantastic. But you just... I don't know if I'm going to survive. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, David. That is the call of the year. This is nuts. This is... Robert, what did you want? Oh, wait. You wanted to take on football. Call back, Robert. Gio, these phones won't stop. Joe, who did you want to defend? It just says defend.
I wanted to point out, you know, you guys are great to Jerrica compared to Cowhead tasing somebody till they get their butthole the tattoo on their butthole. And you know, you can tase her all you want.
Listen.
And she'll sign up for that tattoo.
Yeah, as we often say, everybody cuts their own deal, man.
Right? I thought writing her a song and shooting a video of her and praising her, I thought people will understand. Thanks.
The thing is, though, you make the song, you bring her in, do the big video shoot.
Right.
You put a damn clown nose on her.
And people remember that clown nose. They remember it.
You made her wear a clown nose.
Hey, let's go. Annie Mae, what did you want to say? Hold on. Go ahead, Annie Mae. Annie Mae? Too late, sorry. Jason, go ahead.
Going on, suck it, Annie Mae. Mo, check me out. Nobody heard you in Cincinnati. You can't blame Bob. Nobody listened to you.
No, I agree. I try and tell him that.
I don't blame Bob on that. All right, thanks. We love you too. See, I like the playful hostility.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's right. Now, maybe we should go to the source.
Tampa Bay has spoken.
I guess. I mean, Jerrica, that's you're good. You can put the calls on hold. We've had enough. All right. Jerrica?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Do you feel
Gio
is hard on you?
They said both of us.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was you too.
Oh, okay. Jerrica, do you feel that Gio and Mo are hard on you?
No, I do not feel like you guys are hard on me. I get that it is radio, and it's fun. I enjoy working here and, you know, allowing you guys to bust my balls,
but
I guess, as they say.
I want you to be very honest, though. This is the chance.
We're
not going to be mad at you.
No, I'm being honest. I will say that working in radio, along with doing other things, have... Personal capital. You know, that thickens your skin because you can't be too sensitive. I can't take everything that is said about me so seriously. So that has been an adjustment.
An adjustment. Don't start with the fake tears, girl. Don't with the crocodile tear.
No, but, you know, I embrace this show that we have going on, this connection, this trio triangle that we got.
Why do you think the perception among some of the listeners is that we're mean to you?
Well, because you are, but but I get why.
I guess that was a dumb question.
It's all good and fun, you know?
Do you ever walk away from here, like get into your car and
cry?
Well, not maybe not cry, but you're driving across the bridge and you're going, man, they were kind of extra hard on me today or tonight.
No, there have been times where I know that I just like sucked at life at in one point.
Yeah.
But yep. But I yeah. See, I take Go it on. And I flip it because
see, that's wrong, Gio. You are a dick.
I appreciate constructive criticism.
Well, we
so I'd rather you guys. I know I'm speaking like off air, on air, right. And you know what I mean, like that kind of thing. But no, I don't ever seriously leave here and
I mean,
feel like crap. Because of you guys.
After you brought the Lego story to the table, I can't say there's not going to be a meeting that has to take place after the show off air.
Oh,
dick
man.
To be a dick.
Okay.
Let's point that out.
All right.
Got it.
So that we never have to. Oh, go ahead.
Have I ever made you cry?
No, you have not made me cry, which is surprising.
See, I made Anna cry.
You made Anna cry, Gio, and you made Erica cry. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, but Erica wasn't my fault. No, because I just asked her. She was already upset, right. And I just kind of asked the questions that made her more upset.
You don't ask a woman a question about her private parts.
Well, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
It's a long story.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Okay. But ever ask me about my private parts.
No, it wasn't totally my fault.
But I will say this.
Anna will say that I berated her.
Now that I reflect back, there is a precedent that has been set with you pissing off the phone screeners.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
Good.
Okay.
I mean, Moe's and...
Wow, stop it. You know you
I'm are. Just kidding. No, I do appreciate you guys. I don't take anything to heart.
We're just looking for a certain level of professionalism from that position over there.
Yes.
Okay.
When that seems to be somewhat lacking.
Know anybody that got it? What's your sister doing right now?
Yeah.
I hate you right now.
Was she the one at the punch out?
Yeah, Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
Yeah. Noise.
I think I figured out why I hate... It's not necessarily that word.
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
So you hate me?
Not you, but the way that you guys say nice because it sounds like you're saying moist, and I hate that word. So that's probably where that came from because the way that you guys say nice, it just sounds like moist, and it's a weird word.
You having issues?
Is it your unclean time?
Yeah. Yard bird calling you out.
We got to go off break.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Can we please?
Sure.
I'm going to go cry.
It's an unclean time. It happens to the best of us. Well, you know.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.